Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk Live. That's what we like to do. So glad you're joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about when enough isn't enough, you know, excess, indulgence. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about heart surgeries and how you can detox your system of stress. So we're going to be talking about a lot of good stuff this hour in a quack report. Yep. But don't forget, I want to remind folks that coming up already in September, of course, and I hope everybody had a great Labor Day, we're going to have Dr. Carly here with us on the 18th, so don't forget to mark your calendar. And for those of you that are up bright and early, this coming Saturday morning on GCN, 7 a.m., I'll be talking with Dr. Carly as well. So if you get a chance, tune in for that. And a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, praying for God's hand to be on them, protect them, keep them safe. And, of course, while we're hitting the knees and sincerely seeking the Lord's face, because as a nation we got to do that, ask for God's forgiveness. A nation like ours, going from greatness to where we are now, you know, that's a huge sign. We're in trouble. So we need God's help, and, of course, we got to stop what we're doing, seek his face, ask for forgiveness, and he'll heal the land. That's what the good book says. So mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the whack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, let's see. What else? Have you guys seen the news? Have you been watching the Alphabet Network? They've been talking about how organic foods not any healthier for you than conventionally grown or GMO foods. Did you catch that? Oh, yeah, it was on the big Alphabet News networks. And they're saying it's based on a brand new study. And they're saying organic foods no healthier than conventional foods. And they say organic foods may not be healthy for you. They went there, you know. They say it's a study, but it's not even a real study, a new study really. It's in a review of some old studies, so there hasn't been any new analysis of this. The review was conducted by the Stanford University, and it was published by the Annals of Internal Medicine. And this is what they said the study concluded. Exposure to chemical pesticides was significantly lower in your organic foods by roughly 30%, less than what you find in conventional foods. They said exposure to superbugs in meats, your antibiotic-resistant bacteria, also lower in organic foods by 33%. And the study concluded that consumption of organic foods may reduce exposure to pesticide residues and antibiotic-resistant bacteria, but you're not going to be any healthier for it. How does that make sense? Yeah, I think one of the news anchors actually held up a potato and said, you see this skin? This protects your potato, so it really doesn't matter what they spray it with. You're not eating the skin, but there's a lot of people that do eat the skin. And, you know, besides plants that are young and they're sprayed and they're sprayed and they're sprayed from the beginning to the end, you know, they're going to have all that stuff inside that plant. Whew. Moving along in the quack report, a new study says vitamin B3 can cure you from the drug-resistant superbug infections. This is a report in the Journal of Clinical Investigation that says that vitamin B3, if you take it in high doses, can even thwart your staph infection and also all those life-threatening infections that we're now reading about. Researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in California and the Linus Pauling Institute in Oregon State University collaborated on this new study, and they tested high doses of vitamin B3, and they found it significantly boosts the white blood cell count in your natural immune system to combat staph infection. Vitamin B3 is capable to boost your own immune system to the point that disease can't survive. Wow, isn't that cool? So according to the study, vitamin B3 is capable of increasing immune capacity by 1,000 times, allowing your body to fight MRSA and other deadly pathogens. Very cool. And last but not least in the quack report, let's see, an apple a day, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, here's some more evidence that, yeah, grandma was right. With the obesity growing problem in America, we got 35% of adults clinically obese. Children and adolescents, one-fifth of our school-age kids are classified as overweight. So with obesity comes other medical complications, including diabetes, fatty liver, numerous cancers, and other organ failures. So a team at the University of Iowa was looking for ways that they could defend against these kind of complications with obesity cases, as well as negative effects of the excess body weight. So their study was published in June of 2012, and guess what? The old folk wisdom, the old folk medicine, apple a day, excellent, excellent guarding you against health problems, according to the research. It confirmed that what we had long heard from grandma and our great-grandmas, that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, is spot on. The apple peels contain a substance called ursolic acid, and the pectin in the apple shown to increase muscle mass and your overall strength, which, guess what, burns more fat. So there, apple a day keeps the doctor away. If you're looking for some apple pectin, it's in the Bowel Cleanse at the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, you're going to find vitamin B3 in their Body Foundation food mix. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Of course, you know, we're right here smack in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we've got this Democratic convention going on. Of course, you know, have you guys seen the Drudge Report website? God left out of the Democratic convention. Well, duh. Of course they would do that. This is why America is suffering. We got problems. We got to change all this stuff. All right. Well, we're going to talk about when enough isn't enough. Because, you know, we live in a time when excess isn't enough. You know, we can't get enough TV. Got to have 100 channels. We can't get enough video games. And we have to actually create our own online, what is it, avatar? Is that what they call it? An avatar, a character, online character. You know, you get citizenship. You're a complete person online there. But it doesn't stop there. We also have to have real and legal abilities to sue anyone who wrongfully kills your online avatar. So, hey, chocolate desserts, say they can't just be chocolate. They got to be double chocolate. And one vacation a year is just passe, right? So people are just not happy with what they have anymore. And the more that they make, the more they spend. And most of us have some misguided ideas about money and happiness anyway. Indulgence has become a form of comfort therapy, and our society is pretty much hooked on luxury. So we yield to our whims and desires, and then we make fun of them, and unrestrained gratification actually creates imbalance and opportunities for all kinds of damage. Ugh. So we're going to try to pull this back and get some balance. I want to talk about this review. In July 2012, the Sunday Review published research on what people earn and their happiness level. And most of the participants felt that they would be more satisfied with their lives if they made twice as much or double their income. Okay, so they wanted twice as much what they had as far as cash flow. Now, they found that people who earned $55,000 were only 9% more satisfied than those earning $25,000. So why wasn't the number 100%? Well, as it turns out, it's all about what we do with the money, which is more important than how much we earn. In other words, we can't turn money into happiness. We just can't. So we live in a time where we have an indulge culture. That's what we have. As Americans, we often indulge ourselves, but a lot of the time, indulgence is accompanied by overindulgence. So if we weren't the case, actually, you know, Weight Watchers, rehab centers, and revoked credit cards would be history. So we tend to overindulge. American food chains, well, they cater to overindulgence with their mammoth size food portions. And America doesn't have just an epidemic of heart disease or diabetes. America has an epidemic of overindulgence. So here is a general list of what we tend to overindulge in as Americans. Alcohol, overeating, sweets, media recreation, sex, and drugs. So when more is just more, when does that happen? Where's that cutoff? It's just not really any better if you get more. Well, I once knew this guy in college who wanted to cook, but he was awful at it. His problem was, you know, he couldn't stick to the recipe. If the recipe called for one or two spices, he'd add all the spices he had in his spice cabinet. It was incredible. He thought that if a little was good, a lot was better, and it wasn't. So also, there was a recent news report on a company in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's called the Pucker Butt Pepper Company. Yeah, Pucker Butt Pepper Company. Now, it's reportedly this company makes the hottest culinary sauce on the planet, containing a heat index rating of 1.4 million Scoville heat units. Whoa! Anything over 250,000 Scoville heat units is going to be pretty much dangerous for the average person to ingest. So this heat index, pretty much overkill. And you will get enough hot taste and circulatory power in your habanero peppers, and they're right around the 250 mark. So the same is true with some of the companies that like to make herb extracts, and they use 100-proof alcohol. Even the Everclear, the 100-proof, you know, basically is reserved, should be reserved, used for, you know, working with resinous barks. It's not really necessary for, you know, you to use that kind of alcohol power if you're working with herb flowers, stems, and roots. So reserve that for the barks. 80-proof alcohols are pretty much adequate for your herbs, and it's less expensive, and it's less alcohol for the liver. Okay, there is this fine line. Now, to be able to discern when enough is wisdom. So when we back away from the dinner table saying no after one or two drinks and limit anything that can be considered overindulgence, we can spare ourselves a lot of grief. Overindulgence is produced by a lack of oversight. Overall, the American people lack oversight in their government, their financial markets, and even their personal lives. So we are going to need God's help to get out of this mess. And if we humble ourselves and seek the Lord, repent and pray for forgiveness, God says he'll heal the land. You can look that up in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. So if you can't get enough, well, there are some things that you can't get enough of, such as refreshing honesty, organic foods, and clean water. So you can also... You also can't get enough of knowledge when it comes to taking care of yourself. So if overindulgence and greed is going to collapse our system, then we had better have a backup plan. And God says his herbs are here for the service of man, so tap into them. You can look that up in Psalms 104. You will also glean beneficial information on some of your herbs, especially 13 powerful herbs that you can easily grow and use to protect your health. You can read more about that in the Power Herbs ebook. So the Power Herbs ebook is about 400 pages of health information that you won't find anywhere else, and you'll even learn how to make your own herbal medicines in there. And if you want to purchase a copy, it's just $14.99. You go to the powerherbs.com website, and they will email this book to you as an attachment. Also, you can check out on their website, thepowerherbs.com, they have a new special sales area on their website. And right now there is a BOGO deal on some selected formulas, so you can buy one and get 35% off the second bottle. So this is really a great opportunity to stock up for the cold and flu season, or to restock some of your herb kits if you kind of are running low. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com and look for their special sale BOGO section on the left side. Also, while you're there, you might as well sign up for the free online newsletters. Lots of great information to empower you in our interesting times. HealthQuest newsletter, of course, is about herb secrets, and you'll get discount coupons for the Apothecary Herbs products in there. And, of course, the American Survival newsletter is going to be also very empowering, and they're both free. You can sign up online at thepowerherbs.com. Or if you want to call and ask for a free product catalog, you can. Toll-free number for Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. Yeah, that Power Herbs book, I was amazed. Talking to my engineer last week, that book's gone through two printings. It's out of print now, so it's a PDF file that we send to you. But if you want a used copy, you won't pay $14.99 for a used copy on Amazon. You'll pay like $1,000. It's just amazing. Okay, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about your heart. Each year we got 500,000 people that get a diagnosis that they have heart failure. That's a lot of people. In Europe, there are about 14 million people that get heart failure. Numbers are going up every year, really increasing dramatically. So 20% of the patients that get diagnosed with congestive heart failure will die within 1 year. And more than 500,000 heart surgeries are performed in the United States each and every year. The most common of the heart surgeries is the coronary artery bypass, where the surgeon is going to graft in a substitute artery and replace the blocked one, or blocked ones if you have more than one. So is there an alternative to this procedure? You know, why I let it go that far? Well, let's look at the risks. Many people opt for the open heart surgery or the bypass surgery, and the risks involved are going to be nausea, skin infections, depression — they put you on all those drugs, you know, and depresses you — staph infections, kidney problems, bleeding, lung problems, arrhythmia, stroke, drug side effects, loss of tissue healing, scar from neck to belly button, pain, heart attack, and death. Wow. So did the surgery really fix anything? That's my question. Not really. About 5% of the patients are going to experience a stroke right after open heart surgery, and they may even experience paralysis or loss of speech. About 4 out of 1,000 will have a heart attack during the surgery, and some or all of the heart muscle is going to die. The risk of developing pneumonia is greater, as well as bleeding and pulmonary failure. Oh, my goodness. About 20% will experience kidney impairment. Statistically, 17% of the open heart surgery patients die within 6 months of having the surgery. So those are the stats. Now, if you're a diabetic and you undergo open heart surgery, you're even more at risk. Oh, Lord. Why do you put yourselves through that? You know, to go in there and get the zipper. Are you so impressed with medicine that, you know, you're going to trust them to all that? Well, what happens, though, if you decide to have the surgery, if you decide to have it, and then you go home? Well, heart patients returning home after surgery can experience a variety of problems. Weakness, feeling really tired all the time, shortness of breath, anxiety, depression, sweating, slow recovery from colds and flu, recurrent infections, and if diabetes is a complication, you're going to need to visit the bathroom a lot. You're going to be thirsty and you're going to feel hungry all the time. Needless to say, heart surgery patients will need a lot of care and time to recover. So the heart patients that I've talked to over the years that went through that heart surgery, they all say the same thing: never again. So it's an ordeal is what it is. Now, if bypass surgery was performed and it is not a one-time deal — it's not. Most people think it is, but it's not. It needs to be repeated every 10 years and new arteries grafted in, because the ones that were replaced grow weak under the stress of the heart and they need to be replaced. So your original equipment was hardier, was able to take the stress and compression of the heart in its location. So when they replace it with, you know, parts from your leg, which aren't designed the same, they wear out. So this is why professionals in the medical field call this heart surgery the zipper. They have to go back in and periodically do some, maintenance work. It's interesting. Dr. Dean Ornish, he's the founder of the Preventative Medicine Research Institute in California. He was one of the first medical doctors to go public and prove with tests like your CT scans and your natural healing methods, they tend to clear the arteries. Dr. Ornish promotes a lifestyle with regular exercise, low-fat vegan diets, no smoking, and stress reduction. So his research and his clinical trials, they were called Lifestyle Heart Trial. Do you remember that? Published in The Lancet in 1990. Now, he proved that patients have the power to reverse the heart disease and avoid getting the zipper. Now, of course, his findings spelled doom for the heart wing at every major hospital, and the American Heart Association refused to accept his scientific findings that were backed by angiograms and CT scans. They felt that the average American is lazy when it comes to health. They would really rather opt for the open heart surgery instead. Well, the average patient doesn't know what they are in for when they opt in for that road. Unfortunately, Americans today are becoming more savvy, more educated about the invasive procedures, and they're changing the lifestyle. It's far less painful and expensive, far less risk. They're wising up. So what happens if you have 80% blocked arteries? Well, most healthcare professionals, when they discover the patient has severe artery blockages, they're too afraid to work with the patient. So instead, they refer him to, guess what, the heart surgeon. I don't know. There must be some sort of, you know, malpractice manual that says you got to do that. Now, they tell the patient to come back and see them to jump on the treadmill after they get their, you know, open heart surgery. Needless to say, a majority of the patients are pretty dismayed to hear that. And it is, a lot of them, it's a wake-up call for them. So those that are willing to do something about it and they want to avoid surgery, they go and they do their homework and then they get to work. They start working on their health. So what if you decided to say, well, I don't want the zipper. What do I do? Well, what's the plan if you don't want open heart surgery and you don't want big medical bills? You don't want the extreme risk of the surgery and the drug therapy for the rest of your life. So you decide to make some changes, and some big ones, really. You give up all the animal foods and you go on a 30-day juice fast, vegetable and citrus juice. The juice must come from raw produce, and you'll have to invest in a juicer. A $200 juicer is a whole lot cheaper than a $50,000 hospital bill, don't you think? So then you want to get real familiar with your juicer and get on a first name basis with it, okay? Talk to it every morning. Say, what are we going to make today? And know the produce manager at your organic market, okay? He can tell you what's good and what's in and what's ready to go, you know, because, you know, vegetarianism is literally going to be your life from now on. And why is that? Well, chicken has as much cholesterol as beef, even in small portions, and the dairy products are also off the list. 80% blockage will not go away if you continue to consume animal products like that. So if you can't seem to bring yourself to avoid the animal foods, then you'll continue to have the blockage. So Dr. Ornish's angiograms, they don't lie. Without the change, you'll have pain down your arm, your chest will be sawed open, and you could run the risk of being vapor locked should something go wrong. And you know what I mean by that. It's the big, you know, the big black zip-up bag that goes down to the coroner's office. So therefore, even if you're in a wheelchair, what have you got to lose except beating this disease and living life to the fullest without all that pain, with all that grief gone. So are there any herbs that can clean the arteries? Well, herbalists have known which herbs help clean the gunk out of arteries. Alfalfa and garlic. Excellent. Combine your herbs with some exercise and you can accomplish your tasks even faster. So don't touch the animal foods and avoid recongesting those arteries. Heart patients will need to take aggressive doses of their heart herbs. For instance, if the dose of to maintain strength in the cardiovascular system is 1 teaspoon, the guy with the sick heart is going to need 3 to 6 teaspoons. That's right. Hot circulation herbs of cayenne and ginger are going to be very important because they're going to move the blood. Blood brings healing, and that's what you want. So use your herbs internally and externally over the chest, and you'll get more done faster. So don't forget, blood brings healing also to your kidneys, your lungs, and your extremities. A lot of people forget what's in the blood. It's not just oxygen. It's nutrition. It's cells. It's building blocks of material that your body is going to need to replace sick and dying cells with new healthy ones. Also, the blood takes away waste material. You know, dead cells and pathogens, and the liver takes care of that along with the gallbladder. Well, we got to take a break, folks. We got more on the heart thing and some other stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you. Shining on my heart, so you could
infusing life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
It's
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. You know, we're talking about the zipper, the heart surgery, the, you know, heart failure. Got to, you know, plug up the plugged arteries with open ones. Take it from the legs. Plug, you know, like Lego parts, you know. You know, I'd rather just do something natural. Thank you very much. The heart problems, you know, for heart problems, it's going to be real important to use a combination of things, you know, along with your lifestyle, change that to a healthy one. And you're also going to be using a variety of therapies to speed the healing process and reverse the disease. So you can find a whole chapter on combination therapies in the book I mentioned, the Power Herbs ebook. Now, remember, that book's just $14.99, and it's an ebook, so it's sent to you in an email as an attachment from the powerherbs.com website. So you're going to be doing your juicing, you're going to be doing your lifestyle change, you're going to do castor oil packs, circulation fomentations, a lot of these easy and inexpensive but effective natural therapies at the privacy of your own home. So there's lots you can do instead of taking all those beta blocker and diuretic drugs. And you know, you can use a lot of the powerful herbs God says here for the service of man. I believe him when he says that. So hydrotherapy is another natural therapy you can do to kind of move blood and remove blockages. They're just a few of the major things you can do. So when you leave the hospital to live your life as usual after your heart surgery, thinking that, you know, your arteries are, you know, free and clear, you're 20 years old again, well, to a cardiologist, major dietary changes are extreme, but bypass surgery is no big deal. Think about it. Oh, my goodness. So what to expect? Well, if you go to a vegetarian diet with your juices for about 30 days, your cholesterol and your blood pressure will normalize. This takes the pressure off the cardiovascular system. So add your herbs, your heart herbs, some exercise, a little combination therapies. You know, learn a joke every day. Learn to lighten up, and you can watch the miracle take place. So add your alfalfa and your single-cell plant foods to your juices, and you won't feel hungry, and you'll have lots of stamina. Even if you're overweight, you'll see a difference in just 2 weeks, 50% improvement in 6 months. So if you're putting nutritional fluids into the blood for regeneration instead of stripping the body of fluids with your diuretics. So there are several herbs that help the cardiovascular system. I've talked to you about them before many times. Hawthorn berries, aloe, motherwort, red clover, garlic, ginger root, cayenne, and you'll find all of those in one of the heart formulas at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs makes that. You also get some natural plant-based calcium into the system because heart people need that to keep the arteries and veins elastic instead of rigid and hard. So look for the calcium formula and, you know, skip that risk of arterial sclerosis, folks. Of course, you can find tinctures of hawthorn berries there, your Body Foundation food mix with your alfalfa. You got choices. You've got tools. God has, you know, provided those things for us. I personally decided to go that way a long time ago rather than mainstream medicine. So you have choices. You make the big decision, though. If you have questions or concerns, just give us a call or send us an email to thepowerherbs.com website, and we'll send you a free product catalog, and if you want to chat about things, we can tell you what we would do if we were you. All right, I think our magical engineer, which is the best engineer in the world, by the way, I think he's got a nice little clip of President Ronald Reagan, and, you know, he's saying some things that we don't hear presidents say nowadays, so it's kind of refreshing. Remind us, you know, who's more important, America, you and me, or the big guy upstairs? Let's run the clip.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny. I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on His side? No matter where we live, we have a promise that can make all the difference. A promise from Jesus to soothe our sorrows, heal our hearts, and drive away our fears. He promised there will never be a dark night that does not end. Our weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promised if our hearts are true, His love will be as sure as sunlight. And by dying for us, Jesus showed how far our love should be ready to go. All the way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all have something. Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths. And to say their entertainment, or their idea of entertainment, is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that each of us put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way. Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver. We'll never find every answer, solve every problem, or heal every wound. But we can do a lot if we walk together down that one path that we know provides real hope. The morality and values such faith implies are deeply embedded in our national character. Our country embraces those principles by design, and we abandon them at our peril. My experience in this office I hold has only deepened a belief I've held for many years. Within the covers of that single book are all the answers to all the problems that face us today if we'd only read and believe.
Thank you, Frank. That's right. Believe, folks. Get in that Bible. Don't be biblically illiterate. You're going to need to know that stuff, because there's going to come a day when you wished you had. All right, we're going to talk about signs of stress. Lots of it out there. I'm officially basically allergic to mainstream media. I've moved past moderate concern, nail biting, anxiety, all the symptoms of government out of control. I've pretty much disconnected from the media. I realize staying aware of what's happening is going to be very important, so I'm kind of selective where I get some truthful news. Now, I've said many times, and I'll say it again, current events have our bodies on continuous detoxification because of stress. Stress creates toxins. So the million-dollar question is, can our body keep up? Yep. I mean, if you're concerned about the future of America, your future, your family's future, that means you're under stress. Well, let's talk about the minor detoxification routes. I've talked about some of the major ones before. Our body has many ways to eliminate toxins, and I want to explore some of the minor ones that toxins have at leaving the human body, like through your hair and your fingernails, your toenails, your sweat, even breast milk and your tears. Let's look at the hair first, because I've talked about xenobiotics, which are chemicals, both organic and non-organic toxins, and these definitely show up in your hair. If you absorb a lethal xenobiotic, it is going to be an irreversible component in your growing hair. And this is why forensic medicine will use hair analysis to determine toxic exposures. And this was how modern science answered the question, how did Napoleon Bonaparte die? More than 140 years after his death, a lock of his hair revealed that Napoleon died from arsenic poisoning. Whoever killed Napoleon, they poisoned him over many weeks until he died because he had 13 times the normal limit of arsenic that the body can be exposed to. Apparently, Napoleon's killer or killers introduced the poison in his daily serving of wine. Napoleon had a private wine stock, and after his death, those who inherited his wine also showed signs of arsenic poisoning. Many forensic investigators prefer hair analysis over blood analysis because blood reveals recent exposures and chemicals, and they can degenerate in a matter of hours, compromising some evidence. So your hair actually stores 200 times the trace elements compared to your blood. So hair also reveals toxic concentrations without being tainted by waste products, and it can give a more accurate timeline of nutrition or toxins. So through forensic analysis, they can pretty much tell when you ingested a toxin, weeks ago, days ago, months ago. So your hair grows about 1/2 inch a month, and one strand of a 5-inch piece of hair offers about 10 months of chemical history on one person. Some of the most lethal toxins that your hair can reveal are going to be mercury, candium, lead chlorate, and, of course, arsenic. Your hair analysis will offer a more accurate level of what is in your body over your blood and even your urine samples. So if your doctor wants to know what drugs you've been taking, all he has to really do is a hair analysis because prescription drugs are excreted into the hair. So your hair is going to reveal even the smallest trace of cocaine, marijuana, heroin, and LSD. Let's check out the nails. Most substances, toxic and non-toxic, which you ingest, absorb, breathe in, are going to be deposited also in the nails. Your nails are essentially hardened epidermal skin layers, and the skin that becomes a nail is due to keratin and sulfur, a protein also found in your hair. Scientists can test a shard of your nail, and it's like having a piece of your skin. So the DNA is all in there, including your nutrition and your toxins from the food that you ate last week. Next up is your sweat. Sweating is a response that the body has that it needs to cool down. It's also the body's way of getting rid of a lot of toxins. Most scientists know that sweat has many of the chemical markers of urine, has water, lactic acid, and uric acid. So this explains why the skin is referred to as a second kidney. Now, some people experience rashes when they sweat, and this is from the xenobiotic chemicals coming out. During a detox program, when people sweat, it is not uncommon for people to report that they smell and even taste chemicals as they were exposed to them previously, so as they detox, they can kind of have a reminder. Now, when you sweat, you can also eliminate about 30% of the waste material in your body. So this is why, you know, saunas and sweat boxes are very effective. You can exercise and sweat, and the heat is going to release chemicals and metals stored in your fat cells. Therefore, you can exercise heavy metals, you can excrete them through your sweat. So it is extremely important to exercise and make sure your glands of the body are healthy and they can offer an elimination channel for these toxins. So if you're using a lot of underarm deodorants, perspirants, you're kind of blocking that process a bit. You may want to switch to a more natural product, like your mineral salts. You can look up those products under the, I think it's the body care section at thepowerherbs.com. You can get some mineral salt sprays and solid push-up sticks, and that's a natural way to use a deodorant but without blocking the sweat glands and the elimination channels. Okay, next up is breast milk. Breast milk actually disperses not only nutrition but also toxins in both humans and animals. So the exit for toxins in breast milk is similar to your sweat glands and your tears. Human breast milk contains about 3 to 5% fat and toxins, and it can be stored in the fat cells. Cow's milk also contains chemical toxins like pesticides, fertilizers, and other chemical treatments, vaccines, medications in there. Mother's breast milk is still preferred, though, over other forms of milk, cow's milk, for instance. They see it as a superior balance of fat and amino acids and vitamins and minerals and immune system antibodies to fight infection. So mother's milk seems to be better than cow's milk, and I know it is. The nutrition is essential in mother's breast milk for brain and nervous system development for the baby. So research has discovered that mother's milk decreases the likelihood that the baby's going to develop an autoimmune disease or SIDS or ear infections, immune system disorders, respiratory disease like asthma. Other research is suggesting that breastfed babies have health benefits that extend way into their adult lives, with the less chance of getting digestive disorders, diabetes, lymphoma, and food allergies. So if you are planning a family and you want to breastfeed, you can decrease the amount of toxins transferred to the baby by doing your organ cleansing prior to pregnancy and nursing, and you should never use products to cleanse your system while you're pregnant or nursing. So do it before, and when you're done, if you wean the baby, you can do it after. All right, let's look at the tears. When we're under stress, we release our emotions through crying. Our tears not only moisten the eye, but they also rinse away irritating pesticides and particles and also protects our eyes from infections. Your tears are created in a lacrimal gland just above your eye, tucked inside the orbital bone. So it's right tucked in there, and a series of ducts carry your tears, and when they are overwhelmed with a volume of fluid, tears pour down and out down your cheeks. According to the medical research, our emotions create chemical toxins from stress, and these toxins are removed through tears and crying. So crying is pretty much a safety valve. It releases when we can't tolerate the stress any longer or sadness. So when you cry, your body releases manganese through the tears at a rate of 30 times greater than through your blood serum. Dr. William Fry of the Dry Eye and Tear Research Center in Minneapolis, Illinois, discovered that just as a baby has many different cries signaling what's wrong, our body has different chemical makeup for tears depending on the reason for us crying. So if we shed tears from emotional stress, they will have a different chemical marker makeup from the tears we produce due to some irritant that's in our eye. Emotional tears will contain 24 times more protein than those tears when you have an irritant in your eye. So prolactin is a hormone in the tear, and it's produced, and prolactin also regulates milk production in moms. So this may explain why women cry more easily than men, because women have 60% more prolactin than men do, especially after puberty and also during motherhood. So these are the differences that tend to emerge there. So you can help your body release a lot of the stress. Obviously, we have these exit routes for toxin, which is a good thing, to relieve the stress. And here are some herbs that can also help you with these processes and be more efficient. Your mullein herb is going to soothe your glands, making toxin release a little easier during your sweating process. horsetail herb and lobelia have a natural calcium to support hair and nail health. And we tend to lose manganese in toxin removal, and it can we can replenish that with the minerals that we get in the organic Celtic sea salt. So it's a sun-dried salt. Now, you can look for mullein, calcium formula, and the salt, along with other organic herb cleanses. Folks at Apothecary Herbs are experts in that. Especially look for the valerian root, which will help take stress off the central nervous system if you need a little help there, sleep a little better. Check that out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call toll-free and get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. Of course, while you're there, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters, HealthQuest newsletter, and the American Survival newsletter. Of course, Melanie Cederstrom writes for the American Survival newsletter, as well as Ty Bollinger, Joel Skolskin, and many others. So it's a lot of great informative information to support you in our troubling and, you know, trying times out there. And, of course, if you need help with your backup currency, don't forget to give Melanie Cederstrom a call at Discount Gold and Silver. Look for her article in the American Survival Newsletter, or you can just give her a call toll-free at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188 for discount, and get your backup currency before you wished you had. And while you're getting that backup currency, don't forget your backup medicinals, your medicines with a long shelf life. Get your power herb kits, your pandemic kits. They got a 10-year shelf life, and you just, no special storage, just in a cabinet away from heat and light, and, you know, you're good. And then you have backup medicines, powerful medicines. Not according to me, but according to your creator. Herbs are here for the service of man, and they are meat. Genesis chapter 1 and Psalms 104. You can't get any better than that. Take it to the bank. God said so. I believe him. And that's important. You know, Ronald Reagan, President Reagan said, just believe. Read the book and believe. And you know what? You're going to be amazed what you can do. You know, if the church would just do that. You know, the church has a lot of power and correct a lot of problems in this country if it would just stop what it's doing and do what it's supposed to. But, of course, we know... we know what Revelation says, so God's will be done, right? But still, seek his face. Got to get close to the Lord. Don't forget to do that. Well, I'm about out of time, but don't forget Dr. Rebecca Carley's going to be with us on the 18th, so do join us for that. And, of course, if you're up bright and early, 7 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday, I'll be talking with Dr. Carley on GCN. Don't miss that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.